Hey everyone, this is Stanley Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today we want to talk about how to make that first crucial hire at your startup.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
The scenario here is that either you've been running your startup solo so far, or you've been working and running it with a co-founder or co-founders. Maybe you had some contractors, freelancers, other people in agency, other people that did a certain amount of work for you, but were not fully employed by your company and doing it full time. And now you're getting to a point where you want to make a full-time hire, somebody that is not an owner in the business, doesn't have necessarily significant equity, was not there from day one, but that will work for you full-time. And making that first full-time hire is kind of a very crucial and interesting transition in the startup, right? From something that only the founders or you as the founder were mainly involved and mainly pushing forward to, now you're really building a business and you're hiring people, and there's a bunch of challenges involved with what constitutes a good first hire versus a bad first hire at a startup. There's a bunch of things in terms of timing, so let's unpack this for people out there to make sure that first crucial hire is done successfully. So first of all, what is typically, is there some kind of a rule for when the right time is to hire somebody full time? Do you have any kind of like rule or guideline that you would use on like when is it too early or too late, or how to think about hiring the first full time person at a startup?
Yeah, so at the earliest stages, generally the people on the team are doing a lot of stuff. And they have multiple hats, multiple roles in the company. Maybe there's only two or three of you who started the company, and everyone's responsible for everything. And so one way not to do it that I've found is that in an ideal world, and there's some exceptions here, but in an ideal world, don't just hire because you think, don't hire for something. I know this is going to sound weird, but like, don't hire for something you don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. I've seen that mistake a lot. Like, we have a product, it's out there, and now we're going to hire a marketer. Or the caveat is if you're not an engineer, nobody on the team's an engineer, you're probably going to need to hire an engineer or do some contracting or something, right? Yeah. So there are caveats, because for me, I can't start a company without having an engineer, whether it's a co-founder or a first hire. And typically, it's usually the first hire for me is an engineer in any new company I start, because I don't cook. And if the co-founder isn't that, then we need to find an engineer that we can work with, right? But outside of that, you don't want to hire for something you don't understand or you don't know yet. And that includes sales, includes marketing, which are the two core areas I see a lot of people hiring for early on, right? I don't see too many others. Sometimes I've also seen one other one, which is if the founders cover marketing and product and sales, then they might hire someone in customer support. So to me, the three options, just to help frame this, would be marketing, sales, and customer support. Stelly, do you think there's other ones that are usually typical first hires besides engineering? Let's not count.
Yeah,
that.
But besides engineering, no. The only thing I could think of that sometimes people hire is, I don't know, an assistant, an office manager, somebody that does a lot of administrative tasks. Sometimes I see this at startups that there's going to be like two or three founders, and then they'll think, well, we have too much scheduling stuff and ordering things, and let's hire that person. But that is unusual. Usually that person comes in once you have a few full-time hires, that you have an office, and these admin tasks grow to a point where you're like, somebody should do this full-time. But yeah, generally, if it's not an engineer or developer, it's marketing, sales, or support.
Right. And again, biggest tip, biggest thing, don't hire one of those roles if you haven't done it. And the reason, especially early on, and the reason for that is not because you need expertise necessarily, but it's because you're not going to understand what you need in that